Hi, Devin?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jeff. I talked to you like a couple months ago about your video about 9/11.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Yeah, sorry to bother you again. I was just wondering, I never got a chance to ask you, where exactly did you film that from?
I filmed that from One Penn Plaza, which is on 34th and 8th Avenue, the large office building right near Madison Square Garden.
And that was the window that you filmed it from, yeah?
From the 24th floor of One Penn Plaza.
And do you still have the video on the internet, or is there any way to get it anymore? Because I noticed the website's gone now.
Oh, which website?
Is it the Wax something?
No, so I had it up on one website for a while, and people just took it and put it up on their own website, so I don't... I think it's on YouTube still.
Oh, the one on YouTube is still there?
Go to YouTube and search for What I Saw or Devin Clark. You should find those videos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you still... Are you in contact with a guy named Michael Ubaldi anymore?
Mike Ubaldi? Yeah.
Yeah. You had went to school with him or something?
Yeah.
So you're still in contact with him and stuff?
No, I haven't talked to him in years, but...
Well, I was just reading something on the internet about it was talking about Devin Clark and his roommates from school.
Okay.
And it mentioned Mike Ubaldi.
Do you know Mike Ubaldi?
I have no idea who he is.
Oh, why do you ask that?
I was just reading an article and it said something. He was part of the some kind of Republican Party or something like that.
Oh, I have no idea. He was just my freshman roommate. I was friendly with him after that because we weren't in the same school, but I don't really talk to him. I haven't talked to him since graduation.
Yeah. Like, have you looked on the internet and saw the controversy about the videos of the planes, or?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of different propaganda and all kinds of... I'm friends with a couple of people who do, you know the film Zeitgeist?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm friends with the creators of that. I've heard the whole gamut from it was a hologram to it was created by, you know, done by, organized by the, orchestrated by the Bush administration. I've heard the whole gamut at this point.
So you yourself, though, after, like, you took into consideration all the stuff that's being said, like, do you believe the official story yourself, or?
You know what? I really don't. But I also don't know what the official story is, or... If it was orchestrated by the Bush administration, if there's anything that could be done about it, you know, I don't even know if that would ultimately change the outcome of what happened, you know. It's like, regardless of who did it, it's like, it was an atrocity.
Yeah.
No matter which way you spin it, so.
Because there's a lot of people that believe that there was no planes involved in the events of 9/11.
Yeah, that I'm very... skeptical of just because of what I witnessed with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually at Ground Zero 2 days later because my cousin was a police officer at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And took me down there and I saw debris that was, you know, from an airplane. So
you saw it yourself, yeah?
With my own eyeballs,
mm-hmm.
I witnessed a plane hit a building and I saw debris from a plane at Ground Zero, so. I don't know who orchestrated it, but it's hard for me to believe that it wasn't airplanes.
Like, myself, personally, like, I'm not a physicist or anything like that, or, you know, but looking at the videos, of some of the certain videos where you could actually see the plane going into the building, and it just kind of, it melds into the building, like, with no breakage, no crumpling, no twisting or anything like that, like, it's... A lot of people, like, especially a lot of professionals, are saying that the videos of the planes going in, not yours specifically, but other people's, where you could actually see it, where their perspective is, you could see it going in, it's totally fake.
Yeah, who knows, you know, I mean...
Like, you work in the animation and stuff.
All I know is what I saw and what I videotaped. I don't support one theory or another. Whether it was fake, whether it was orchestrated, whether it was really terrorists, whether it was our own government. The only thing I know is that it was a tragedy and that thousands of people died. That's all I know. And it was a horrific event that affected me and all of my friends who people were in the city at the time, and that's all I know. It was a tragedy. No matter what the truth behind it was, it's like people died, and I was down there, and I saw people carrying away bags of body parts, and like, I don't care who did it or how it was done. All I know is that it was a horrible tragedy, you know?
Like, you yourself, you're like a video animator or, like, digital...
Motion graphics.
Like, how hard do you think, with your, in your professional opinion, would it be for them to have made fake videos? Not very hard at all, or...?
No, it would be totally easy. It would be, you know, completely feasible in order to create those fake videos.
And, like, seeing, like, the nose of the plane coming out the other side of the building intact, like, that's a total impossibility in reality.
Like, yes, you know, ultimately, all I know is what I saw, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I witnessed a building being hit by a plane. It's like, I don't know how they could fake that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're beyond the videos that people have seen and speculated were fake. There were hundreds of eyewitnesses who saw that. So it's like, I know how to make a photoshopped photograph, and I know how to make a video, you know, altered and animated and use computer graphics or whatever to make something look fake, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know how to orchestrate something so that hundreds of eyewitnesses see something that didn't really happen. So as soon as they tell me the technology exists that can do that, besides their hologram theory, then maybe I will accept that as a possible theory. But
have you seen, like,
I
the
can
CNN?
I can trust with my eyeballs and what I saw, you know?
You saw, did you see, like, the CNN footage that has the same, like, perspective as your video did? Like,
I did, that's my footage. CNN was next door to where I worked at the time, and I gave them my footage. HBO also used my footage for a documentary.
Oh, so the video footage they played on CNN was your actual footage?
Some of it, probably, yeah.
Like, what did they do? Did they buy it off you, or?
No, I gave it to them for free. I'm not going to make money off of the tragedy of thousands of people dying.
So, like, do they hold all the rights and everything to your video?
No, there's no rights to it.
You just kind of gave it to them, like, out of a, whatever you call, like, a friendly gesture here. This was a very, you know, important moment in history. Please take this kind
of obligation of having documentation of the event to the news people, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, sorry to call you again. I just wanted to get that quick question about where you were when you had taken the footage.
Yeah, 110 Plaza,
24th floor,
a company called Wave Express.
Okay.
But, you know, people are going to spin it however the way they want to spin it. People want to believe that it wasn't real. They're more than happy to go upon that theory. My question to them would be, what would be the motivation? Why would someone want to orchestrate that event? And even if it wasn't planned, it's undeniable that the buildings were demolished and people died.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely...
Regardless of how it happened, what's the motivation? I don't care if it was a hologram, but, like, who would do it and why? That's what I would like to know.
Yeah, like, I spoke to a guy, his name's David Hanshew, he works for the New York Daily News, and he was standing right under the tower at the time of the second hit, and he's, like, baffled beyond belief that he never saw a plane go in.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was right.
I mean, like I said, I don't really care if it was a plane or not. I'm just like, who and why would it be orchestrated, you know? Was it terrorists? Was it our own government? That's my ultimate question.
Okay, well, thanks for your time again, Devin. Sorry to bother you.
That's all right. You know, good luck with your pursuit. I fully support people to continue the investigation of this. I don't think we have heard the whole story, and I support people like you who are trying to get to the bottom of it. Definitely, you know, good luck with your pursuit.
Okay, well, you take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.